The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation has issued flood alerts following wildfires burning huge swaths of the state. Floods are more likely after fires because there's less vegetation on the land to absorb water. At least 64 wildfires are burning in Montana right now, and the state's closing in on 1,000 for the year. While wildfires can burn quickly and threaten structures and human lives, they create another danger even after the flames are out. The DNR's Tracy Sears says the blazes leave behind acres of barren land that can't absorb rainwater.
Essentially, that soil actually becomes what they call hydrophobic. It will repel water almost like concrete would. It can cause situations where you don't just have flooding, but you can actually have mud flows as well.
The state is creating an interactive floodplain map to track where floods are likely to happen and to help residents plan for them when heavy rains come. The severity of the flooding varies based on the terrain and type of vegetation that was destroyed by the fire. But Sears says it can take as long as 7 years for some areas to regrow shrubs and other ground cover, and even longer for trees. On the positive side, Sears says the issue is drawing more attention because the state's been making residents more aware of the threat.
There's definitely been more awareness, I would say, in the last 6 to 7 years. Montana has been really proactive in working not just with the flooding department, but also looking and working with our fire department as well to try to coordinate on some of this messaging.
Fires in Montana have scorched nearly 90,000 acres as dry and windy conditions persist throughout the western United States. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.